VOA on V Radio.
Hello, V listeners. Ariano Arifin kembali dalam VOA on V Radio Celebrity Update. Ryan Seacrest, selain dikenal sebagai pembawa acara televisi American Idol dan sejumlah acara sindikasi radio seperti American Top 40 dan On Air with Ryan Seacrest, kini ia juga semakin terkenal namanya sebagai produser utama dari sejumlah reality show yang sukses di televisi Amerika seperti Keeping Up with the Kardashians dan Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution. Belum lama ini Ryan menanggapi pertanyaan dari media mengenai apa yang akan terjadi dalam sebuah reality show apabila terdapat sesuatu yang tidak terduga. Sebagai contoh, adanya sejumlah pasangan yang pisah dan terjadinya peristiwa transgender dalam Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
The show is reality, so whatever happens in real time. But obviously you hate to see a split with people that you know and a family that you know and love. So hopefully things can work out for the best for them. But never a dull moment in that world. My driver just had Caitlin in the car last week and said that the car had to be in the body shop for a week after all the paparazzi was pounding on the car.
Sebelum menjadi MC terkenal, Ryan juga sempat membawakan sejumlah acara kecil di televisi, namun baru saat ia menjadi pembawa acara American Idol, karirnya mulai menanjak dalam dunia televisi.
Well, I was scared to death when I first started that show. I pretended to know what I was doing, but I'd never done live television before, so I was really nervous the first couple of seasons. And fortunately, I got a little more comfortable with it. But I also look back and think to myself, what was I doing with my hair and my wardrobe?
Dan setelah 15 musim tayang, American Idol dijadwalkan untuk berakhir. Namun tentunya Ryan Seacrest sudah punya acara baru.
Simon Fuller, who created American Idol, came to me with this idea, and I love the concept of us showing up. We're doing the whole thing live, so that was just me having some fun on the street around the corner from my house, but we're doing the whole show live, showing up to deserving people's homes, giving them things that they really could use.
Dan acara ini rencananya akan penuh dengan kejutan.
We'll do everything from give them cash to maybe rebuild their house to give them cars.
Dan kabarnya juga akan penuh dengan bintang tamu.
Yeah, there are some really compelling, I don't want to give too much away because it happens live and I don't want people to know we're coming, but we've got some very compelling stories from some teenagers who, you know, were being bullied at school, and they've got a favorite pop star. Many people watching will know these pop stars, called upon to help us out, to show up at their home and surprise them too.
Bintang tamu dari kalangan selebriti seperti
David Beckham's in the first episode giving away $100,000 to a very deserving family. Gonna knock on the door, go in, sit down. They think it's just gonna be David, then $100,000.
Hebat ya, dengan segala kesuksesan yang telah diraih Ryan Seacrest hingga kini, apa yang sekiranya terus menjadi dorongan baginya dalam dunia entertainment?
I always dreamt of moving to Los Angeles, moving to Hollywood and getting a job. I didn't grow up in this world. I didn't know anybody in this world. So I love the fact that I get to do it. You know, I just did a new deal with iHeartMedia. Radio is like America's companion. You know, you're with people every single day. There's an amazing dynamic that you can create. So I'm going to do a handful more years with iHeart, Kiss FM, Z100, and other stations across the country. Very excited about that.
Okay, V listeners, sekian informasi seputar Ryan Seacrest kali ini. Dari Washington, D.C., saya Ariano Arifin. Thank you for tuning in to VOA on V Radio.
The Voice of America.